Lawyers working to stop the return to Nauru of a five-year-old Iranian asylum seeker are celebrating this week after the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, released the family to live in the community in Brisbane. After being transferred to Australia for medical treatment, the family has been in Darwin's Wickham Point Detention Centre since October, and there were grave concerns about the young girl's, the five-year-old girl's, mental health, and concerns that could worsen if she was forced to go back to Nauru. Lawyers acting for her are suing the Immigration Department over a failure of duty of care. This young girl has been diagnosed already with post-traumatic stress disorder, and she's tried to self-harm. Peter Dutton has earlier said that he would seek medical advice before making any decision about the young girl's future. And for the moment, as I mentioned, the family has been released to live in the community. John Lawrence QC is the lawyer acting on behalf of this young girl. He joins us again. John, welcome back to Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning, Fran.
John, since we spoke a week ago, the minister seems he's been true to his word. He's taken some medical advice that this young girl needed to be removed from detention.
That's the case. He exercised his discretion, which he has under Section 197EB of the Migration Act, to move her from detention into residency detention, which is a good move. But I have to assure you and your listeners that there's no celebration going on in relation to the representatives of this family and the others. There are still 124 children in detention. 45 of them are in Darwin. 10 of them are, in fact, infants. And I'd be prepared to eat my barrister's wig that the majority of them will be similarly afflicted with the damage that my client was caused by living on Nauru. And they are in precisely the same situation as this young girl. So it's grand that the minister has exercised the discretion he has based on the medical evidence. I don't see any good reason why he doesn't do the same for the other children, which the government continually say they are intent on releasing. Further, the case itself was adjourned to the 5th of August because the Commonwealth will be arguing against the suit that there is a provision in the Migration Act that prevents us from obtaining the order which we are seeking, which is an injunction on the minister from returning the child to Nauru based on the evidence that tells us about Nauru and her medical condition. So that case is still on foot, very much so, and it will be resumed on the 5th of August in the Darwin Supreme Court.
And in a sense, that's the main game, isn't it? You do not want this young girl, this five-year-old asylum seeker, sent back to Nauru. There's an injunction. You're seeking an injunction from the minister to stop that. The minister, though, could make this decision any time. Have you got any signals that the minister, after allowing the family to come out of detention and live in the community, is also now actively considering whether to make the decision not to send this girl back to Nauru?
No. We have received an indication, for what it's worth, from his lawyers that he's not intent on returning her to Nauru, but we haven't got an assurance that she'll never be returned. And one of the orders that we'll seek from the Supreme Court action, if it's successful, is that in view of the conditions on Nauru and what it's done to her, the judge will order the minister not to return her because he will be fearful, reasonably, of a continuation of the same tort, which is the injury caused to the girl.
Okay, so just to be clear, you're suing for damages too.
Yes, that's the case, indeed.
And that's also been adjourned till August?
Indeed, yeah. It's on August as a preliminary argument as to whether the provision in the Migration Act disallows us from bringing the action in relation to the injunction which we seek. But there's no ban or no argument that there's a ban that we can bring the action seeking damages, which we will continue to do.
Okay.
And so the trial will proceed on that basis, even if we can argue that we should get an injunction.
And the sense they're getting from the family and the young girl about the fact that they're now out of detention for now?
Well, great relief. It's hard to imagine, but coincidentally, I was seated to fly to Brisbane on Wednesday, and my wife and I were at the airport lounge, at the departure lounge, and coincidentally, completely unbeknownst to me, but who's waiting at the departure lounge but my client and her mum and dad. We were leaving the Wickham Point Detention Centre and indeed leaving the Northern Territory to take up this community detention, which the minister has been good enough to, through his discretion, allow. So I actually saw them on the plane, and the palpable relief was extremely evident. I mean, the young girl, I remember seeing her in detention, and I think I've described it to your listeners. She actually had... this quite severe dark lines under her eyes, and even these are beginning to lift. So the vision of relief was quite apparent. And the other thing that I saw that really was very, very apparent to me is when we got off the plane in Brisbane, the family were met by the agencies of the Migration Development Agency, who are going to assist this family now in moving into the community. And so there was a young woman and an interpreter there to literally welcome the family in. And the actual picture that I saw, which is the stark contrast, the opposite of which I'm used to in detention centres or dealing with lawyers for the department or administrators for the department, was this sort of welcoming approach to people that were clearly in need and injured. And I just thought, what a graphic illustration that is of what Australia can, was, and should be doing in a situation such as this, rather than putting down the gates and shutting them out. And, it, you know, it really assists the whole community when you see members of the Australian community acting such as this. Everybody benefits.
All right, John, thank you so much for joining us again.
My pleasure.
John Lawrence, QC.